and attrition for Faye Carter, F-A-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 9-22-58. Date of accident 5-13-2022. Date of service 7-20-2022. This patient, Faye Carter, is here, 63-year-old African-American female who is having multiple symptoms secondary to an automobile accident. The accident occurred on 5-13-2022, where she was T-boned on the driver's side. This caused her severe headaches along with other issues of pain in the neck and mid-back, lower back, along with headaches in both shoulders. Currently, she reports that her pain in the neck and is around 7. Both shoulder pain is around 7. Headaches are around 7 to 8 on a 1 to 10 scale, and they are 3 to 4 times per week. Lower back pain is reported to be 8 and 9. The patient does not inform of any pain shooting down to the legs or the arms. The patient reports that her pain level varies from 6 to 9 based on what activity she is doing. ADLs are affected 7, involving sleep is affected 9, while general activity, walking ability, work is affected 7, mood is affected 5, enjoyment of life is affected 6. Patient does report 50% improvement in her symptoms due to the various considered treatment that she is receiving. In the system review, patient reports headaches, which are ongoing 3 to 4 per week, and severe 7 to 8. Associated with vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, with no confusion or disorientation. However, there is a lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic, nightmare, or loss of memory. And no history of any blackout seizures. In the pain and numbness, patient has severe pain in the both shoulders, as well as neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, as well as stiffness in both shoulders, neck, and lower back, with decreased range of motions and click and grinding. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, but there is no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level. And there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. And there is no substance abuse. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 110 over 67, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 6-23-2022, dictation number 0623-0. 6-6. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is as follows. The patient reports that the physical therapy is helping her quite a bit, and so she can continue her physical therapy at 3 times per week, along with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training for next 1 month for neck, lower back, shoulders. And she is disabled for her work, and transportation has been checked, also for placement. In addition, the MRI that were ordered are showing the following finding: that she has a herniated disc at C4, C5, herniated disc at C5 and C6, along with bulging disc at C6, 7, and associated central canal stenosis, bilateral neural foramen and narrowing, for which cervical epidural steroid injection has been advised. At L1, L2, there is a bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac. And at L3, 4, another bulging disc. L4, 5, there is a herniated disc. And it is putting pressure on the ventral thecal sac and bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. There is also a bulging disc at L5, S1. Again, the patient has been advised the role of LESI. Once she provides the consent, this procedure will be done as soon as possible. She has been provided with the following medication after reviewing the maps: Celebrex 200 mg daily, and with the Flexeril 7.5 milligram twice a day, and Acifex twice a day for stomach protection. Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch has been provided. She's also ordered a Tylenol codeine number 3 along with Furoside. Tylenol codeine 30 tablets for pain. Furoside 75 tablets are ordered. The Tramadol was discontinued. Patient will be seen in a month's time. Thank you.